right, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I am your host. My name is Tyreek.
Yeah, he Tyreek today, y'all. It's a long story, but he Tyreek.
And over here, we have Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
I'm okay, you know.
I'm trying.
Oh, I voted.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And oh, we're gonna get on that vote in a minute. And we got over here little Bree, because she's sickly right now.
It's finally her.
I know, right? Yeah, so she's a little sickly right
now. Yeah, so Tariq, don't be picking on me today.
I'm not.
I get a pass.
She don't get no pass. Fuck that.
That ain't gonna stop these thirsty niggas from wanting to fuck. And like, well, shit, I'll fuck her and take some echinacea.
Put a mask on.
Yeah, these niggas are still hit. So.
Oh, my God.
Man. So what is going on, family? What is happening, young ladies? So Layla went out and got her vote on.
I did.
Layla got that vote.
Whoop.
Man. So who'd you vote for, Layla?
Okay, let me get my...
Oh, Lord.
She got to whip out her book of tricks.
Let me say, This is the thing. I'm not going to lie and sit up here and say I know exactly who to vote for. But I did have some assistance, my aunt. She reads up on a lot of, you know, all the governors and who I should vote for. And we kind of talked about a couple things. And she was kind of explaining it to me. So I know I voted for Gavin Newsom for governor of California.
Okay.
I voted for Dianne Feinstein.
Okay.
I forgot what she was doing, but I did. You know, I had some assistance. I'm not going to lie. I'm new to the voting game because I only voted like twice in my life, and once that was for Obama. I've never voted for like these small poll elections. I've never done that, but it's my first time, so I was a little lost. I was a little off. The only thing that made me a little confused was this one where it said for daylight savings time. Now, yeah, do you understand that?
Oh yeah, they're trying. Yeah. What's that?
I don't understand that, because how do you do away with daylight savings time when that's
stop doing it?
Yeah, they just let it be dark as hell at 6 o'clock. You know, they fuck it.
So they push the hour back. It doesn't automatically.
Yeah, it's society kind of pushes the hour back. You understand?
Really?
Yeah. It's not a natural thing. It's a man-made thing.
I swear to God, y'all.
Really?
I'm a black blonde right now. Yeah, I really
but
didn't
really
know that.
Time, you know, the it's way we man-made. Count time is kind of man-made. The months are of the years are man-made.
That's true. Right, I never really saying? Thought about that.
Julius Caesar and all these dudes started making the months. That's why July is named after Julius Caesar. His brother is Augustus. August is named after him.
Mm.
September was supposed to be the seventh month, but that's why it's September. But they moved it because somebody else wanted a month. It's real crazy the way the months... And all that shit. It's just man-made.
I never really thought about that, I guess.
Yeah, like November was supposed to be the ninth month. That's why it's Nova. Nova is Latin for nine.
Your ass would know all this
Deca,
shit.
December was supposed to be the tenth month because Deca is 10. So real heavy shit. But these people wanted to add their own months under their own names. Real crazy shit.
Wow, yeah. So it was like, you know, I did my thing. I did what I was supposed to do. And I'm sure I got steered in the right direction because my aunt knew a lot, so...
And, you know, I'm not knocking that, but a lot of people, because I've been anti-voting, I'm personally not voting. So a lot of people are like, well, God damn it, you're trying to do voter suppression.
Okay. No. Right. So you're anti-voting.
Yes. I'm not
and
voting.
And why?
Because they're not, none of the politicians are really doing anything for black people.
True.
And I got a real problem with that.
True.
I got a real big problem with that.
I got folks thin to the coonery, Tariq.
Yeah.
Please, don't judge me.
And the thing is, my thing is, I have a problem with especially these black politicians. Mm-hmm. The Gilliam guy down there in Florida and the sisters Stacey Abrams in Atlanta, they're really promoting them heavy.
Yeah, they are.
And if you look at their websites, they're pushing like the they're pushing the LGBT agenda.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really for that. And also they're pushing immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So all these other immigrant groups, yeah, they're gung-ho about it, but it doesn't really benefit us. We have specific needs as native black American people, and nobody's speaking to those needs. They're
neglecting
them.
So there's not one governor or anybody that is specifically doing anything for black people?
None.
Wow.
They won't even mention us. When it comes to the LGBT community, they're very specific about the policies they're going to do. When it's about the immigration thing, they're very specific about the policies that they're going to do. But when it comes to us, all of a sudden it becomes some trickle down shit.
Right.
Well, healthcare, that'll help y'all too. You know, some shit like that.
Right.
You know, so if they can't get specific and do anything specifically for black folks, we got very specific needs.
Yeah.
You know, we deal with a lot of shit that other folks don't deal with. We've been here building, caping for everybody, and everybody's been benefiting off of us fighting for them. But when you look around, none of these other groups are really standing up for us. Mm-hmm. You dig? The Hispanic groups ain't standing up for us. Mm-hmm. They ain't doing shit. And if we're going to be 100, some of these African immigrants and Caribbean immigrants, they ain't really doing nothing. They got good jerk chicken and shit.
Right.
You dig? But as far as standing up for us, even when something happens to them, and I talked about this on my show Sunday, when something happens to one of these Caribbean brothers and sisters, we stand up for them. Mm-hmm. The brother who got shot down in Dallas, he's a Caribbean dude. He's from mm-hmm. St. Lucia. Mm-hmm. We out here crushing, and the people from St. Lucia ain't saying nothing. They like just chilling, eating some damn mango juice or some, just keeping, they're chilling. I'm like, wait a minute. American blacks, we're fighting for every goddamn group and nobody's really standing up for us. So I would like some of the pro-voting people to call up. All my people out there who are pro-voting, if you are voting, if you voted today, I would like for you to call up, because I've asked this question a million times. How has voting benefited black people specifically? Voting for all these other groups to come up, I can tell you about how the immigrants have coming up. Have come up, the LGBT, all these other groups. Mm-hmm. How has it worked for black Americans? I would like somebody to answer that seriously. Don't deflect, just answer that question. I don't want to hear no shit about your great grandmama fought for the right. I don't want to hear that civil rights shit. I'm talking about right now. We can't live off what they did in the civil rights movement. That was 60 years ago. What's happening now? How is it benefiting us now? The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let's see if we can get something on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Already janky. What's up? Who's calling? Hello. All right, we'll get somebody else. Let me try somebody else. Hello?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
What's up, bro? Who is this?
This is Richard, Ricardo DeChabert.
All right, there you go. Where you calling from, brother?
I'm calling from Bronx, New York.
There you go. So did you vote today, brother?
No, I did not.
There you go. Why didn't you vote? Why did you hold out?
Specifically because they have not done anything for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are a lot of people out there in the Bronx and New York voting right now?
Yep. There's a long line at my voting poll.
Yeah. I feel you, brother. Thank you for the call. Let me get a couple of more calls in here. Hold on.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No doubt. Let me get a couple of calls and I'll see what's going on in the news. Hold on. Let me turn it off. Hello, who's calling?
Yes, how you doing, Tariq?
Hey.
What's up, Bree? What's up, Layla?
Hello.
What's going on?
Yes, I was just calling in to chime in about this political situation. I agree with you 100% about us just, you know, blindly voting for one party or the other.
Yeah.
I think as black people, we should start our own independent political party and use that to take over local and state elections. And then on the national level, we can join in with certain demographic groups that fit our economic needs, because we do need mass traction economic demands. We need high wage jobs. We need to employ our own people. We need to open up our own businesses. And we can do that on a national level. I'm actually in connection with this political party called the Tax Wall Street Party, which does a lot of programs nationwide. And it has a nice coalition. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's what's up, bro.
Yep.
So,
yes,
hey, man, much respect to you. Much respect to that. Now, let me see. One more call. We'll get one more call. Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
God damn, nigga, your voice. Nigga, you been kidnapped and raped? Nigga, damn. Nigga,
sound like... Yo, dang, Tariq. Yo, I can't believe I got through. All right, okay. I just want to thank you. I've been watching you since I was in fifth grade.
Okay.
I'm 17 now. Hey, Bree. Hey, Layla.
Hi.
What's up?
Yo, this is Sean from Connecticut, senior. I got so much to say right now. All right. I didn't think I was going to get through. All right. So I do agree with you on the whole voting process. I don't believe that we should vote. Haven't been posting, and I'm very active in my community. I did wanted to say that I emailed you. You know, I know you get a lot of emails, and I actually DM'd Bree and Layla about something, situation that happened in my high school where teachers making comments about hanging in the classroom, and it was a video. So now there's it's like two counterparts, because now it's like the white students' families is like, oh, it's taken out of context. But, you know, the black students and my, me included, my twin brother, is like, no, like, he's always saying racist stuff. And now that we have proof of it, now it's like they want to do something. So it's like having the town and mixed emotions and mixed feelings. And it's crazy. So they're trying to kind of sweep it under the rug. And this is in New London, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And the town is very, I'll say black and brown, very, has lots of black and brown students in it. But however, we're at magnet school. So because we got white students from out of district for more funding. So those white students from suburban areas, they're coming into the school district and kind of, their families are sugarcoating the situation.
Okay. All right, brother. Kind of like you're kind of going on and on, brother. All right, but thank you. Thank you for the call, bro. Shit. Okay. I was waiting for my man to get to the point. I know sometimes y'all get nervous and people get to rambling, but goddamn. Okay.
Tariq, you should run.
And people say that. You're fuck that. No, man, if I run, they'll line coons up to assassinate my ass. These coons are standing. There'll be butter biscuit crumbs all over the place and bullet casings everywhere for them coons to get at my ass. And I just saw this on Twitter. Roland Martin just talked some shit about me with his jolly ass. I just saw a tweet. I said I don't vote because of the benign neglect policy imposed on Native Black Americans. Our families are being legally executed by race soldiers, and none of the mm-hmm. politicians are offering to provide help or protection for us. Mm-hmm. They offer tangibles to immigrants and LGBT. Mm-hmm. Tell me the lie in that. Roland Martin retweeted that and said, this is one of those stuck on stupid tweets. You big fat jolly owl. Fuck you, Roland Martin. You S-curl wearing porky pig looking nigga. Fuck you. You coon. Cooning for the damn Democrats.
Oh,
and Roland has me blocked. Tell him I said I fuck his little jolly boule ass. Mm-mm. And his oscot around his no neck. This is why I don't fuck around with them Democrats and all that. It's a coon fiesta. And then Roland and all these other moist niggas and the boule cats, this is their opportunity to get some coon shine.
Oh, shit.
Motherfuck Roland Martin.
Coon shine?
Fuck Roland
like
Martin's jolly ass.
Coon shine.
I'm gonna post the tweet up.
Oh my god, yeah, that's funny.
Oh, I'm gonna get the puppet out on your ass, Lord. Nigga. Oh, you just gave me some more material, nigga.
Oh my god.
I retired the Roly puppet. I'm gonna have to blow the dust off of it a little bit tonight. God damn it.
I hate to be roasted by you.
Lord.
You're terrible.
My God. Okay, Bree, what's happening out here? I know you're sickly, dear, but let us know what's going on out here.
So in talk of running in elections, Mr. Akon said he's seriously considering running for president for 2020.
Yeah, I heard about
what
that.
What do you guys think of that?
Akon, he got a lot of respect, you know, worldwide. You know, Akon does his thing.
Yeah, because of what he's doing. Yeah, for Africa and different countries.
But is he
going
to do it for African Americans?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Africa's fine and dandy and everything.
Because I wonder if it's going to be like the same situation. Like everybody, all the black people go around and vote for him because he's black.
Exactly.
And don't know his policies and what he stands for and the changes he could possibly make.
Yeah, yeah, because we make a lot of mistakes doing that, and these groups just don't look out for us. And we think just because this person is black, understand, a lot of these people who are elected officials, they come from immigrant families. So they're from like Africa or the Caribbean, and they, in their minds, they look like us, but they don't think like us. Mm-hmm. They think we're an other. And not only that, they kind of look down on us to a certain
degree.
That's
so weird to me.
Yeah.
And I've experienced that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
really?
They think
we're beneath them?
Yeah. Yeah. What? I'm like,
Americans, they think we're the stupidest people on the ghettoest people on the planet.
Yeah. And I'm like, that nigga, have you seen your homeland? Shit.
That's what I'm saying. Well, why are you here? If you looking down, take your ass back. You know,
exactly.
You
because they don't. You know the thing about immigrants and people that come here. They'll come here and America will give them opportunities that they won't necessarily give
us.
And so they come here and on a pedestal and look at us like, oh,
you're
trash.
Crazy.
But they don't
to
understand
me,
that we don't get the same.
Now that I think about it, I remember back in Atlanta, I had a roommate that was African. Mm-hmm. And I kind of do, I never really, because I don't look too deep into things. I'm not that type of person. But now that I think about it, she may have looked down on me. Because, like, little things that I would do, she'd be like, oh, my God, you do that? Like, just, like, little, you know, it could be anything as saying something hood or whatever, and she's like, oh my God, you said that? Like, but I never, it was always like a joking thing. Like, yeah. Oh my God, you're so, like, you know, but I never took it as she was looking down on me. But now that I think about it, it was like in a joking way. Like, she'd be like, oh, you hood bitch, you wore this blonde in your hilarious. Hair. Or you know what I mean? If I put streaks or do something, oh, you're so, wait, how do you do that? It was almost like she was a white girl lightweight.
Oh, damn.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
So now that I think about it, I guess y'all right.
Damn, man.
My ass.
Man. So, Layla, what else is going on out here in the news?
I thought this was interesting as hell. Okay, guess who has...
I know.
Guess who? No, this is pretty dramatic. Guess who's coming out with they launched a makeup line. This is funny. Lord. Wu-Tang.
A makeup line?
I swear to God.
Hilarious.
So Wu-Tang
part of Wu-Tang Clan went to a makeup meeting?
I swear to God. So Wu-Tang teamed up. And it's funny. It's so weird because I was just in Sephora the other day and they asked me, did I want to try this? I didn't know they had anything to do with Wu-Tang.
It's already in there.
It was Milk. It's called Milk. Have you seen Milk?
Yeah.
They have lipsticks. It's an 8-piece lipstick set. And it's a Wu-Tang. It's the Wu-Tang collection.
Hilarious.
That's pretty dramatic, right?
That's
weird.
Well,
a collabo. You meant like they had their own makeup.
No, but they have a set. They have a freaking an 8-piece lipstick set.
It's probably some dark lips, some dark shades.
But what? Why would makeup line say, know. Oh, that let's team up with I think it's great.
Sometimes that shit works.
Them.
Yeah, it works out sometimes.
It's random as hell.
Maybe they're trying to get to a different demographic.
Yeah.
Like, who though?
Man. I hate to say.
Man.
I mean, congratulations because they're getting their coins, but I just thought that was weird. Now I want to go in Sephora and look at the shades. I only seen the foundation, but.
I mean, real Wu-Tang makeup. God,
Tariq, could you please come out with a concealer?
Some old dirty bastard blush. what the hell are they going? That don't even
That's
sound
what
right.
I'm like.
It's just a lipstick set, but still.
Hilarious.
You know
some
what I mean?
Old dirty bastard
but
blush.
The makeup industry is extremely lucrative. I mean, look at Rihanna. She don't even want to make music no more off of her Fenty.
She gonna make some music.
But I'm just saying, she's taking her damn sweet. She's making so much money off of the makeup. She's made a lot of money off of that. For real.
Man.
It's a big industry. Tariq, you missing out.
Well, shit, do I need to come out with a makeup?
You can come out with a concealer. Or me and Brie will. You can just fund it.
Oh, Lord. Rhythm spoons. Shit. Rhythm fucking spoons.
You gotta get some spoons, though. Yeah. Oh, cling them every time she have an idea. Cling.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, all of Layla's ideas start with Tariq funding.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All of them. And then she come in, then it ends with her half-assing it. Then I have to come and fix every goddamn thing.
And fund it some more.
Yeah.
That just happened one time now.
So Layla come in here with a bucket of powder and some alcohol. Okay. We got to mix the makeup ourselves, okay? But I'm going to community college on Wednesday, and I'm taking a class on how to mix the makeup and do it. And then I got a transsexual to be the model. I mean, I know we couldn't get a real woman, but she'll do it for free. And I'm like, God damn.
Is he lying?
Damn.
Ooh, my ideas be good. Fuck y'all.
Y'all don't understand the running school.
I'm sorry,
me
I have to
Bree
do this
have to
every
sit up
week.
And listen
I'm sorry.
To.
I just ain't popping my head. But makeup's a good idea, Tariq. I'm just saying, think about it.
Oh my God.
Just think about it.
We gotta do a whole That's a video episode of your random spoons idea.
I know you got people hitting me up all day, like you and your random spoons. I'm like, shut up.
Man. Let me see who else is on the phone real quickly. What's up, who's calling? Hello.
Hey, King Flex.
What's up, player?
What's going on, King Flex?
How you doing, brother? What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Jack calling from Augusta, man.
Jack from Augusta, man. What's on your mind?
I'm waiting for that hot ticket for Atlanta, brother.
Yes, brother. Gotcha. Yes, indeed.
That Nick Five concert. We on our way, brother.
Man, bring the whole family. Yes, indeed.
Hello, two beauties.
Brother hit the old school. He shot the old school shot at him. Hey, babies. How y'all mama jammers doing, babies? Brother hit the old school. Your hair pimping.
King Flex, I call you about this, man.
Go ahead.
Look, man, I got my D-Hootie, man. I got my D-Hootie colon cleanse, man. Any chips on that thing, man?
Yeah, you know, I just gave Bree some D-Hootie immune tablets because she has a cold, and I just gave her some of those, man. The hoodie stuff is real. It's incredible. I was with him yesterday, as a matter of fact, because he's going to be in Hidden Colors 5. So, yeah, I haven't used the colon thing, and I don't want to talk about another man's colon, but it most likely will work. Whatever you got, it will work. When did you get it?
I ordered it online, brother, from D-Herbs.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Well, good luck to you, brother. I don't know what to tell you about the colon, but go do your thing, brother. All right. All right. Well, I think I wanted to talk about colon cleanse.
Oh, God. You never had a colon cleanse?
I have.
Have you really?
Yeah, I was about to say, us pretty motherfuckers.
You know I have.
You know we didn't have some colon. Yeah. I don't play that.
It's a horrible feeling, though.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Man. How does it feel, Tariq?
I knew it was coming.
Well,
because he's a guy, you know what I mean.
I bet you the clinch on his ass.
Man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was troublesome. It took a minute, but yeah, I had the whole cleanse thing.
Like, didn't you feel good after though?
I felt refreshed. Yeah, you know, yeah, you feel lighter. You feel you feel clean. Mm-hmm, you know, all that shit out of your system. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody needs to get that at least once or twice. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
So did y'all hear about the college student that trolled the MAGA out of over $150,000?
Oh, I did.
Finesse their
ass. I did hear about that.
Queen Finesse. So
she finessed them.
I couldn't find her full name. You probably know it, but I saw that she's going by Karan. Yeah, she basically threw on a MAGA hat and you know, claimed to be a black Republican, mm-hmm. You know, standing for everything MAGA hilarious. And Trump, and started a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm. Damn, she's smart.
Yep, she is smart. Where is my antenna?
But she had to pretend to be a coon, though.
Yeah.
That's
all
up.
Good, though. And I told people, it's cool to pretend to be a coon. Get some money out of them, because they will pay you to spit their talking points for them. Because white supremacists love to find a black person who will talk that bullshit for them, and they can hide behind that black person. So she
and hide behind them and say, "Hey, I'm not a racist.
I'm not racist.
Oh, look at my black person right here. Yeah, I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once she got her desired amount of money, she was like, I will not. Trump is a bigot and all of this shit. Talking real bad shit about her.
There's nothing that they could do to her, right?
No, there's nothing.
And
no.
She got all that.
And
money.
They were trying to
Damn.
Say she was scamming. No, she wasn't scamming.
Nope,
shit.
She wasn't.
You know, shit.
Damn, that's a good idea. Why we didn't think of that, Bree?
I know.
Damn.
Y'all gotta. I'm trying to, because people know y'all faces now. I'm like, we could sit and get y'all some MAGA hats and get y'all to hang out with Stacey Dash or some shit.
Swear. We did that. They'd be like, Bree and Layla.
Oh, we know y'all, Bree and Layla.
I know.
We couldn't hide. They'd be telling us the truth.
Did y'all hear the story about over in the UK? They had some kind of film grant for black filmmakers out there.
And that white man?
And a white man got it. He said that he's a born again black person.
What?
And they gave this fucker the damn money.
Yep.
He was like, he pulled the Rachel Dolezal on their ass. Yep. Basically, he was like,
I've been suffering.
Yeah, I'm suffering because I kind of look black. I feel black culture. And he has two Irish parents.
Oh, my God.
So, they couldn't even,
you can get.
They couldn't even justify how the finesse was, but they went along with the bullshit.
Yeah.
And a lot of people over there are very upset. And shout out to my UK family.
Wow.
You are rightfully supposed to be upset because that's government money.
They gave him $500,000.
They get to do $500,000.
Wow.
Yeah. The ultimate finesse. So I'm standing with my brothers.
He can't even get out 40 acres and a mule.
Exactly.
They hand him $500,000 that fast?
Exactly.
White man. That shit is crazy.
Exactly. So shout out to my UK folks standing up. Layla, what else is happening out here?
This is crazy. Why is the IRS still going after poor Wesley Snipes?
They still messing with
him?
Yeah,
so you already know he went to jail for the 3 years, which I would think that would cover the fees, but no, they still wanted $23 million from him. So,
God damn.
So Wesley was like, can we do a settlement of $800,000?
Yes.
Come on, Wesley. And then, I mean, nice try, but. And they settled with him. They said, okay, you can pay $9.5 million.
God
so
damn.
He still has to pay.
What's that, a couple movies?
No,
shit.
But the thing is,
his movies ain't popping
that's
like
what
that.
I'm saying. Like, how could you expect this man to eat? He's not even a box office draw right now.
Right.
How y'all
right.
expect, and he spent 3 years of his life in jail. Where's his money coming from?
He better reinvent himself.
Damn.
I think he could make money if he did New Jack City 2.
But he died in New Jack City 1, Layla.
Did he die?
Lord.
Why? Really, Layla? He'll come back.
Lord.
He'll come back as Blade.
Run them fucking spoons.
Look, he'll come back as Blade.
He's going to come back as a zombie. Yo, where's my money, G?
Oh, I know. I seriously have a good idea. He has a twin.
Oh, God.
An identical twin. And he come back.
New Jack City 2.
Wesley, holler at me. Let's get this money back.
No, sorry.
So they'll go get Christopher Williams again and stab him in the other hand. Pretty motherfucker.
That is such a good movie.
That's the shit. That's
that movie's like, the shit. All the 80s movies.
Man.
For real, yeah. So he still owes $9.5 million. Poor Wesley. I don't
man,
know.
Man, shout out to Wesley, man. I hope he gets that shit together.
That's crazy.
Man, let me see
y'all
who's on.
Y'all better start a GoFundMe for him.
I know, shit.
He
what's up?
Start a GoFundMe.
Who's calling?
Yeah.
Tyreek, what's up, man? How y'all doing, fellas?
What's going on, fam?
Fellas,
you mean the
man, I'm calling y'all live from New Orleans, man. I want to give you a quick update. Remember the grocery show y'all did the Ism Travel Show with?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to go out of business.
Oh, damn. What happened?
Oh, apparently he mismanaged like $1 million, and he's gone, you know. And a lot of times, I was reading some of the comments when y'all did the Ism show.
Yeah.
Remember in the comment section, everybody kept on saying that the guy looked completely disinterested in y'all interviewing him? Even when he was interviewing him when he was about to close,
yeah,
he looked disinterested then.
Well, he had just kind of woken up at the time. He woke up and came up there, so, you know.
Yeah. But no, we have a ballot. We have a ballot down here that we voted for to give felons the right to be on juries, in jury pools, finally.
Oh, okay. Okay. So did you vote?
Yeah, I voted. Oh, yes, indeed. I voted for that proposition because we have a big issue with juries down here in New Orleans, and they have a big issue with suppressing certain people with getting, even if, like down here, felons can actually vote. But felons can't be on juries in this voting season. They actually put it in a ballot that we can actually vote to give felons the right to be on juries, because if they can legally vote, then obviously they can serve on a jury duty.
Right.
I love that, man. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. But thank you for the call, brother.
Yeah. No problem.
I got a summons for jury duty. I got a summons, and I went there, and I told
recently?
Them.
Recently?
Yeah. I went up there, and I told them, shit, because they give you, like, certain options. They say if you have an issue that you got to postpone or you got to opt out. Well, they really are real strict about you opting out. There was a lot of Hispanics up there trying to act like they couldn't speak English.
Mm.
And they were like, no, motherfucker, y'all got to still come. If you can, you can come up here, you read the summons and you got up here, you can still serve on jury duty. So a lot of folks on there, no English, no.
What did you say?
I'm like, look, my gout be acting the fuck up. So I gotta get a medical note for my gout, which
you
I'm
know,
gonna do.
They're choosing El Chapo's jury. Did you hear about
I
that?
I heard. I'm like, man, if I get that summons, I'm the fuck up out of here. Shit. Who's gonna be on that jury?
I would not want no part.
Nigga, I'd be like, not guilty, El Chapo.
I walk in with a free El Chapo shirt.
I come in there with a burrito and an enchilada and some nachos on them bitches. Leave him alone.
It's all dramatic.
Shit, I ain't voting guilty for no goddamn El Chapo. They fuck with El Chapo. Them juries. They be found in the river somewhere. Mm-hmm. Don't play around like that.
Don't even look my way. Mm-hmm. Cannot come.
They should make people do that. That's
man, cool. I know. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Do you mind? I have another. It's not even a Rhythm Spoons, but I feel like we should have a segment.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
On this show called, like, Ism Letters or something. Because people keep DMing me, and this girl, she was trying to get through. But she wanted me to ask you this question, Tariq. I gave her the advice that I thought was best, but she really, you know, wanted your advice. So
okay, let's
see. Her name. Well, I don't know if I should give her name, but
oh damn,
I know.
She said, "I'm not understanding how my recent ex of 2 years just completely stopped responding to me or even trying to contact me. He claims he's going through some shit, but his culture is different. He's Nigerian, but his ass is Americanized." This is what she said. He also said, I never helped him at all, but I helped him and his family financially. It just blows my mind and super mind-boggling that he moved on so quickly. He won't even call me. I don't understand. This was a guy that I dated for 2 years and did so much for. How could you treat me like that? It's like I never even existed, and we're both in our 30s, too old for games. Sorry to drag you into this, but it's been almost a month, no contact, and that's just messed up.
Well, that's what the fuck he's calling X for.
Exactly. Yo,
she better bring closure to that. I mean, damn.
But she said he just left. Like,
well, that's part of the game. That's life. That's what an ex is. Yeah. A motherfucker who done bounced.
I know. I'm like, what more is she expecting of him?
Yeah. Well, she said she's been there for him for 2 years, did a lot for him and his family, and I guess she just expected more. And I said, okay, well, what it is, he found another bitch to do more than you. It sounds like he really didn't even like you like that. He was kind of lightweight using you. And he found a bitch that had more money, more this, more that, and doing more. So maybe he's just a scam artist user. I don't know. But that's what I thought. I don't know.
How do you want somebody to come back that bad that don't want to come back?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta let that shit go.
And she's beautiful. This girl, let me show you. Well, I'm gonna show y'all.
Yeah, let me see what
she
look like.
She's beautiful. I'm like, girl, you cute. Like, hold on, let me see.
Yeah, some of these girls, you gotta, she's
Nigerian.
She has to bring closure.
He was probably D'ing her down.
Damn, she's finding another one.
I told you. She's pretty.
Yeah. He was D'ing her down.
Yeah.
Is that what it looked like?
Yeah. She's cute as hell.
She's hella cute.
Look at some more of her pictures. Shit. Okay.
Mama Peanut watching the show.
No.
He's like, hold on.
She got body, the whole shit.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's really cute. And she was really sweet. And I was like, oh, she sounds really sweet.
But there's always two sides, because everybody always tells their side, and their side is always, very sympathetic towards him. We don't know what she was.
So, what's your advice? What would be your advice?
I would say, if they're already exes, she got to charge that to the game and get over it, because you're already in a situation that's over. You have to bring psychological closure to it.
Right.
She's trying to figure out what went wrong and how come he ain't calling back and all. You can't. You're going to drive yourself crazy trying to do that shit.
Right.
Shit is done. Accept that it's done and learn from it. Tell her to learn from that shit and get herself right. She don't need to be in no relationship right now, because all she's going to do is rebound and be on some goofy shit with some other nigga and just make a bunch of mistakes.
So
she needs to get her shit together. Does she listen to the show?
Yeah, she does. Okay. Yeah, she said she wanted to call in. I said just keep trying, but
yeah, call in, young lady.
Call in, girl.
I would like to hear.
Call
I want to hear some more
straight
information.
To Daddy Tyreek.
Man, let me see who else. Let me see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? This is Dwayne calling from the state of Maryland.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Baltimore County.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine, Flex. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to say this. I am a...
These niggas, man. Boy, y'all be low-key trying to shoot your shot. When y'all hear from the ladies, y'all get to giggling. Hey, ladies.
Yes, beautiful ladies.
Yes, they are. They're so lovely.
I am an independent, and I'm going to say this. There's a lot of things that I agree with what you say, Flex, but also there's some things I disagree.
Such as what, brother?
Well, one thing I disagree with is the fact that we should be promoting people not to vote. And let me give a caveat. The reason why I say that, because Pell Grants that put a lot of black people in colleges and universities has a lot to do with the constituency, us voting for our elected officials. Now, Elijah Cummings has done a lot for the black community. Now, I'm not saying they've done everything correct, but I just think it's counterproductive. Now, you have, just like I have to respect your opinions, you have to respect my opinions as well.
Okay, let me touch on
why I like to vote.
All right, let me touch on them Pell Grants. Them Pell Grants. Do you know how many immigrants come over here and eat off them Pell Grants, brother?
I agree with you.
They ride our backs on them damn grants, brother, and we often get the crumbs, but everybody else got to eat off us though. That's my thing. I don't like that trickle down thing. I don't like this shit where we're going to give something for everybody and then it'll trickle down to us. Well, because the stuff, sir, for the immigrants, nobody's trickling down nothing. They're giving specific stuff to the immigrants. They're giving specific stuff. Listen, they're giving specific stuff to the LGBT. It ain't trickling down.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But, okay, just one point I just want to make. In terms, I look at it like this. When you're voting like this, I look at it as like tilling the soil for the right seed to be planted. So maybe in the future we can have an elected official. I think just to be counterproductive, not voting, I think we could be setting ourselves for a downfall.
Brother, we already making a downfall. We got this thing where we just vote, just go along to get along. It's just going to get better. It has not gotten better. It's getting worse because we are going along with the bullshit.
Yeah,
we're playing their game. We're going to have to change the whole game, brother. That's what we're doing now. We can't go along with them. They're finessing us. Do you understand that, brother?
In some respects, yes, you're completely right. If you notice, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Right, brother.
I'm just saying you can't. What I'm saying is, it still comes down to I have to respect your viewpoint, but you have to respect my viewpoint too.
I respect your viewpoint, but I'm talking about facts, brother. How is this working for us? Show me some facts that is working for us.
I just give you an example of the Pell Grant.
Brother, the Pell Grant, that's a trickle down, brother. That's trickle down. We got to stand in line with all these other groups to get that. Do you understand?
Okay. Well, do you agree that if we constantly tell people
hold on, brother, hold on. Let's just get clear. Are you an immigrant or are you first or second generation immigrant? What are you?
No, sir. I am a naturalized, born citizen of the United States. I am an African American.
There you go. Do you believe that I, African Americans, Black Americans, Native Black Americans, are exceptional people on this soil?
Oh yes, yes we are. And I think we should all be pro-Black. I have zero coon in me. I'm 100% pro-Black.
But because we are exceptional people, we need exceptional set-asides and benefits for us specifically. Okay?
So maybe if we keep voting, maybe we can put someone who shares your ideology in a voting.
Now, how do we do that? How do we do that if we're going to vote for people even if they don't do that?
Well, sir, you're doing it now. You're infecting the minds of people to be pro-Black. So maybe a person who listens to you and adopts or appreciates your ideology, maybe this person may get in a position to be a congressman or an elected official to do the things that you talk about. I just think it's kind of productive to contaminate the soil.
When do they do that, though?
We're doing it now.
We're not doing it now. How are we doing it now when nobody's
disagree on that?
That's not no, we, bro. No. It we, either is or
what,
it isn't.
It is or it isn't.
Who's pro Black right
say,
now?
Brother,
slow down. Slow down, brother. You say this, we agree to disagree. No, it is or it isn't. Who's pro Black right now running for office?
Well, the governor who's running for Atlanta. She speaks about reform and a criminal justice system.
What about black folks who aren't criminals? What about black people who aren't criminals, bruh? Crime and black people is not synonymous. Let's get off that bullshit. Crime and black people are not synonymous. Let's get off that.
I agree. What I'm saying is we really should focus our attention on local representatives who can impact us in our immediate area. So that's why I say Elijah Cummings has done a lot. Now, you can look up Elijah Cummings' voting record.
What has he done specifically for black people?
I just explained to you, sir.
No, you didn't. You didn't. You actually didn't, brother.
What has he done
specifically for black people?
Elijah Cummings had put a lot of black people in powerful positions to have black folks making good money and elected positions.
Who?
That means they're not. Who? Elijah Cummings.
He put who? What black
representative.
People? He put black people in certain positions to do what?
In elected positions.
He has given a couple of niggas jobs. Okay, I'm talking about black folks collectively.
Okay.
Brother, thank you. Shit. Okay.
But how can you give somebody an elected job?
Right. Oh my God! I know.
How is he putting people in places?
He's babbling.
Jobs?
Yeah.
You see people. Nigga babble. That's nigga babble.
Yeah.
When it comes to talking about what somebody's going to do for black folks. You see the kind of nigga babble we get? Coon speak.
And he basically told on himself. Y'all, right. People don't realize that politicians get... They are selected, not elected.
Right. Yeah.
People of power are selected no matter what the hell you go out there and do, whatever button you press. They going to put in the office who they want in office.
That's just, we got coon explaining, well, maybe one day, all that old one day we shall overcome right. coon talk. Right. No. That shit, we've been talking that shit for 60 years.
Yeah, that day need to come.
Yeah. I'm not waiting no more.
About it, yeah.
Yeah. Right. If we just keep on voting, somebody's going to do right by us if it's the Lord's will.
Because
right.
you keep voting, you keep playing into their game.
We keep playing into it.
Yeah.
They keep finessing us, and they're not going to do anything for us because they know desperate niggas are going to vote for them anyway. Sit that thing out. We got to sit it out and say, okay, look, we just won't go, but y'all need to go. I was in the civil rights movement and I was fighting for you to vote. No, we're going to need something specifically for black folks. When you start saying, what are we getting specifically? Well, crime reform is going to be, no. All black people are not damn criminals.
And some of the black people that are locked up are criminals.
Yeah,
so,
we're trying to release reform. All these,
right.
Yeah, that's trickle down. There's a lot of white criminals out there. That exactly. crime reform helps those meth heads and all those people.
Exactly.
I'm talking about black folks. Let's not use these code words like crime, minority, EBT, all these bullshit ass code words they try to apply to black people. You see what I'm saying, family? We got to start getting more politically astute. We got to know how we got to understand how to work the system and work this game and just not be so naive and let these people finesse us.
I used
like
to
that.
Think that they fix. I always used to think that. I always thought that they fixed the votes. Because how do we know? How do
In some
we
places
know?
They do. In some you know places what I mean? They do. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? It's Kenyatta Neal calling from Long Beach.
Hey, brother, how you doing, fam?
I'm doing all right, man. What's up, Bree? What's up, Lana?
Hello.
Hey, Tariq, I'm calling, man, because I'm a 23-year-old black male. I'm thinking about joining law enforcement, man, but...
Okay.
I really run a black empowerment book, so I listen to all your podcasts, and I'm kind of conflicted because I'm not no clown. I'm not going for the bullshit, so I just want your information, man, your advice.
I think that's actually a good idea. I think that's a very good idea. We do need more brothers who are thinking in terms of empowerment to be in law enforcement.
Right.
We do need that. Also, so y'all can kind of keep us abreast on the ins and outs of what's going on. We need brothers who are from the neighborhood to be in the in law enforcement to kind of keep checks and balances on the bullshit and the coons out there, too. So, yeah, I'm for that.
All right, cool, man. I applied to the LAPD, man. I take my written test tomorrow, and I'm on my way home, and I'm thinking, like,
do that.
Should I go? Do this, man. All right, I ain't gonna even second guess it.
Dude, I want you to do it, man, and hope you get on, man, and let us know what's going on with that. Thank you for the call, brother.
So I have a question.
Go ahead,
So when people get in those positions and the goal is to, you know, like you said, be, I guess, not necessarily a mole, but, you mm-hmm. know, you are there for the agenda of your people.
Yeah.
What happens when those people get in those positions and then the tables get flipped and someone convinces them that, oh, hey, all blue lives matter and...
Yeah,
is that what happens a lot?
And this is why we got to have an economic base to kind of kick in money for these folks. Because, see, people start cooning because of the money. It's mm-hmm. really a lot of, they want that paper. And a lot of times when they get around that whole Blue Lives Matter crowd, you know, white people fund that. Mm-hmm. You know, they give money to those rogue cops and all those white police agencies. And we need to be able to fund, you know, black police unions and people like that to kind of do our bidding. And we need to be able to fund prosecutors, too. This is why we got to have an economic base. This is why we got to have a black business base. This is why we got to stop thinking just voting is the answer. We got to have an economy. This is why Asian people, you notice they don't vote in large numbers. They don't vote in large numbers. They don't. They don't. Think about it. They don't vote. They brag about that. Like, me not about. No, they don't vote. They don't vote.
Is that how they sound?
That's how they sound when they don't vote. You don't see no Asian people lined up at no goddamn polls.
You really don't.
You think they about the clothes they stole? They don't close for Christmas. They open selling that damn rice.
So true.
So they have an economic base. So if they want the politicians to do something, they pool their money together and say,
they
hey, look,
do.
Pass this law so we can get this zoning going on over here.
Right.
Fuck standing in a damn line. They're going to use their money and
right.
get shit done.
Yeah.
Just like up there in Brooklyn, New York, when that Asian officer killed this black man named Makai Gurley. Asians all around the country started protesting so that that Asian cop wouldn't go to jail. The prosecutor was black. All the black people voted his black ass in. Ken Thompson. Ken Thompson turned around and let that Asian dude out of jail. Didn't let him go to jail because the Asian community came and kicked in money on his ass. Money talks, black people.
I feel like we should do that because I know a lot of like, I know some Jamaicans. And what they do is they pull their, same thing like the Asians, I think.
Yeah.
They pull their money every month, right? And then maybe every 6 months, they, you know, one person gets all the money they pulled.
Yeah.
You can start a business or do whatever. I think it's to start a business. Or you can buy a house or anything investing, right?
Yeah.
Then you do it all over again. Everybody pulls their money. One person get it, but you're going to get your turn at some point.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. And I'm like, everybody I know that does it is Asian, Jamaican, others. Yeah. I know all these people that do this. I'm like, damn, African, we don't do that. African Americans do not do this.
We used to do that back in the Jim Crow era. Before the 1960s.
Like when there was a black Wall Street.
Yeah, right. When we had a lot of black businesses, black people would do that. That's when they had the numbers runners, and a lot of the numbers runners would help people with their businesses. A lot of drug dealers would help people with their businesses, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of drug dealers.
They figured out how to mentally fuck black people.
Yeah.
Right.
So that we would always and forever be against each other.
Right. How do we get that back? How do we get the black Wall Street back? Like, how do we do that?
We just got to get a code.
I was going to say the community has to come together first before any money can be.
Yeah, we just got to get a code. And the thing is, we're taught materialism and flossing.
Yep.
Because if we get money together and say, okay, hey, let's start a business. You give it to a nigga, the next thing you know, he got a fur coat and some rims.
And a big ass chain.
You dig?
Right.
He done went and tricked the shit off on some floss bullshit.
Right.
We live in a floss culture, and that's what they do. They teach us how to floss. That's why on Instagram, motherfuckers are flossing.
Yep.
Niggas acting like they got all types of paper. The chicks acting like they balling out with borrowed Gucci bags and shit.
Yep.
You dig? Mm-hmm. We got to get that floss culture the fuck up out of here and start getting some real tangibles. All right?
So true.
One more story. Let me see. Let's get one more call before we get out of here.
One more story.
Yeah. What's up? Who's calling?
Yes, Tariq. This is Lorenz from Baltimore.
How you doing, Lorenz from Baltimore? What's on your mind, brother?
I'm doing great, man. So I just wanted you to go ahead and one more time address the whole voting thing. I know you was talking about it earlier, but I was trying to tell my wife the same thing. She tried to browbeat me into voting, and she brought up a case about, well, what if, what did she say? She said, what if somebody is pro-life instead of pro-choice? I expect you to vote for the person who's pro-choice. I said, well, what if both of them are racist? Mm. And so she didn't really have an answer for that. She said, well, maybe I don't vote. And I said, well, that's the point that I'm making. So you can address it offline, but, you know, I just wanted to call in for that.
Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't too sure about the scenario that's going on with them and the wife. But, again, sometimes on a local level, there are some things in your local area that you do need to kind of hit up on, because there might be some stuff to do with school zoning. So stuff like that, I get it. I get you want to vote for that. There might be some resources that's going to be allocated for a certain hospital or just different things locally. So that's something that you should definitely look into. But
so that's okay, the local.
Yeah, I would say that's okay. I would say that's okay, a lot of local stuff. But a lot of these things... Better. A lot, yeah, you feel better.
I'm just trying to make sure I ain't got my no biscuits right now.
Yeah, because again, like I said,
shut up, Bree. She's like, Layla's scared.
Yes,
make sure I'm not a coon.
Yeah, but my thing is, when you have some of these political parties that have other groups that they're putting over you that they're specifically going to support, that's going to undermine a lot of black Americans. And we have to look at it like that, especially with the immigration thing. The people think I'm hating on the immigrants. I'm actually not. But that undermines us. That's all. Let me tell black people something. Before Dr. King, most black leaders were against immigration. When you look at the history of America, a lot of the black leaders did not want a bunch of immigrants coming in because they knew that they would undermine black society. Mm-hmm. They knew that. Dr. King was the one who came along with, oh, we all together. That's why they keep bringing out these civil rights Negroes, because that's when that shit started. And as you see, after Dr. King, these folks start coming over and undermining the shit out of black society. That's when black society started going on a decline, when all these other immigrant groups came in. I'm just telling you history. I'm a historian. I'm giving you historic facts.
But the way they teaching it in school is that Dr. Martin Luther King saved.
He brought all of us together in love. Yeah. Oh, black kids and the Asians and it made it seem like we were going to be one big melting pot. No, what melting pot? Man, all these Asian groups and all these other folks came over and started whooping our ass, taking the businesses that we had. We started funneling and fueling their economy, the Arabs, all of these people. And our communities have been on a damn decline. These are facts. This ain't no, well, I agree to disagree. These are facts. So we have to look at it from that perspective and understand everybody ain't on this minority coalition that they keep trying to push. That coalition doesn't exist. It's us fighting for every other group. But when we look at it, and I keep asking black people, tell me anytime when these other groups have fought for us, not only fought for us, when have they ever benefited us?
Right.
Can't nobody answer that question. True. So let's just talk facts here, family. And let's not let these coons like Roland Martin's jolly penguin-shaped ass try to browbeat you and shame you. I'm about to get on his ass after this show, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We know.
Oh, yes.
We know. We know.
But don't let these folks try to run that game on you, all right? Black Americans, Native Black Americans, we are a unique people. We are an exceptional people, and we're going to have to look at our exceptionality, and we're going to have to start fighting for ourselves and garnishing resources for ourselves.
Yep, yep.
You dig? Yep. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio.
No, I mean, there's some radio shit.
I've been taking over. I forgot where I am.
Hey, I done left the babies out.
I done left the girls out.
Pop star has spoken.
Shit.
Oh my God. Yeah, We're peasants.
Ism Radio.
Back to Tariq Radio.
Yo, shit.
Yeah, you ready to get it on.
It
kind of
did, with the whole voting.
Lord. Mans, anyway, Layla, where can we find you, dear?
Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
And Bree, where can we find you?
I'm at Bree.Aria, A-R-I-E-R. And get off my page going back and forth about this damn voting. If you want to vote, go vote.
Yes.
If you don't want to vote, don't vote.
Boom, that sounds like a rap.
It ain't no, all that back and forth.
Hold on. I like that. Freestyle a little bit, Bree. Hold on. Wait, freestyle. Hold on. Hold on. We're going to do a sick freestyle. Do the no vote freestyle. Hold on.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Go vote.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to vote, go vote.
If you want to vote, go vote.
If you want to vote, go vote. Hey.
Yes, I am a coon, not really. I got forced into voting by my auntie, but Tariq said it's okay to vote locally. So technically, I'm not a coon no more, so that's what it's gonna be.
Yeah. Hey!
You can vote locally, you dig?
Yep.
But don't be punked out by Roland Martin the pig.
Yep.
Big jolly ass bitch with an S-curl.
What? S-curl?
I will take your next girl.
Damn! If you want to vote, go vote.
Go Bree.
If you want to vote, go vote. I ain't going, no, I'm straight. Y'all ain't going to see me up in that place. I'm straight.
Yeah.
I don't vote for no coons, but say I'm straight. If you want to vote, go vote.
If you want to go vote. Ugh. I'm doing all the rapper sounds.
Ow.
All right, y'all. We out of here, y'all. Y'all be good, family. Y'all be good. Oh, man.